What up, y'all? It's your boy, Seth Liners, checking in once again. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. This is Seth Liners from The Morning Show. Let's argue with Prince Carlton. And today, we are going to be talking about Meg Thee Stallion. Now, Meg Thee Stallion is going to be honored by Planned Parenthood. And so, we're going to get into, that conversation. But I want to preface this conversation by saying a couple things. A lot of people probably want this conversation to be about, I would say they would love it if a black man comes on and he's up here telling women what they should do with their bodies. That's like, they call that low-hanging fruit. It would be easy to demonize me. And there may be a time and place for that, but that's not the conversation we have now. This video is not a conversation about whether or not women should get abortions. It's not about Roe v. Wade. This is not the conversation that's for this video. The conversation for this video is why there is a vested interest by Planned Parenthood and by the government for black women to have abortions. There's a vested interest. And so that's the first thing I thought of when I saw that Meg Thee Stallion is going to be honored by Planned Parenthood. So let's go ahead and I'm going to get right into the article. And if y'all don't know who Meg Thee Stallion is, Meg Thee Stallion is a huge female rapper, probably one of the biggest in hip hop right now, her alongside Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. She's one of the biggest. So, and she's looked up to by millions of young black women. She's being honored by Planned Parenthood. Let's go ahead and read the article. Meg Thee Stallion to be honored by Planned Parenthood in New York as extraordinary advocate. Meg Thee Stallion is being honored as an extraordinary advocate by Planned Parenthood of Greater New York. The Houston native was chosen because her music and performances have shined a light on women's empowerment, mental health, and social justice. The statement continues, an outspoken advocate for women's rights and Planned Parenthood, Megan has used her global platform to draw attention to the organization's mission and work. She also launched the Pete and Davis Foundation, a nonprofit organization focused on uplifting and assisting women, children, senior citizens, and underserved communities in Houston, Texas, across the world. Megan will receive Planned Parenthood's Catalyst for Change Award during their annual Spring into Action Gala in New York City. Actress Patricia Arquette is also one of the honorees. In 2022, in response to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, Megan released a T-shirt that reads, "Lady, love yourself in support of Planned Parenthood. The court has failed us all, but we won't back down. I'm going to keep fighting because everyone deserves access to the care they need," she wrote in an Instagram post. The Spring into Action Gala honoring Meg Thee Stallion will be held April 16th. In New York City. Now, let me look up some. If I look on Hip Hop DX, it says Megan, Nicki Minaj fans dredge up Meg Thee Stallion abortion drama after Planned Parenthood nod. Nicki fans have brought up Meg Thee Stallion alleged past comments telling the Anaconda rapper to get an abortion after she was given an honor by Planned Parenthood. Nicki fans were quick to comment on the announcement and brought up a past rumor that Meg told the Young Money rapper to get an abortion. One comment said, "That's wild. How you tell someone to get rid of the baby so they can drink this world playing in our face real bad?" Another said, "Wasn't she telling another woman to get an abortion?" So Meg Thee Stallion is actually giving out advice. She's giving out abortion advice. Okay. So that's number one. So why? So of course they're going to pick one of the biggest women rappers to be honored by Planned Parenthood. Right? But not only are they doing that, that's Planned Parenthood. Let's see what else we got. We got Megan Thee Stallion will be honored by Planned Parenthood for being an extraordinary advocate. The Angela Stanton King put, "Dear Democrats, Black Lives Matter until Black women get pregnant." Why is that? And we already know the stats that most of Planned Parenthoods are in Black neighborhoods, to the tune of 80%. So why do Planned Parenthood, you know, funded by the federal government, depending on who's in office, why do they have a vested interest in making sure that Black women get abortions? It's targeted, it's marketed. You know, this isn't something that, hey, we just performed this service. There's actually marketing. I live in Minneapolis. They used to have a billboard up and they talked about Planned Parenthood. And they had cartoon characters of women. All the cartoon characters of women were Black and brown. They even put out posts that were Instagram posts that even said things like Black women have a better chance of like dying than giving an abortion or whatever, or because Black women have a hard time giving birth, you know, abortion should be an option. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. They always targeting seems like Black women. And then you have the actual federal government targeting young Black women as well. So Kamala Harris announced that the federal government is set to activate and compensate college students for enrolling voters. Okay? And so she's enrolling college students will be able to earn let me play it.
Ability to strengthen our community. Have under the federal work study program now allows students to get paid through federal work study to register people and to be nonpartisan poll workers. As we know, this is important for a number of reasons. One, to engage our young leaders in this process and activate them in terms of their ability to strengthen our community.
Okay. So that comes after she goes on a reproductive freedom tour, right? And so you see her going by Morehouse. You see her meeting with Vice President Harris, meets with HBCU leaders about abortion bans. You see what I'm saying? So those are the questions that we have to have with each other in a Black community. Why do they have a vested interest in getting Black women to have abortions? Now look, and I'm just going to put this out there. This is from, I mean, my sister Angela Stanton King posted it up. But this is a picture from Joe Biden's account. And Joe Biden is celebrating Women's Day or Women's History Month. And in this picture, you can see all races of women. And then when you come to the Black women, mostly, I mean, you got the one right in the middle, I mean, that has to be a man. And the one on the side looks like a man as well. It's like they're tone deaf. They don't understand. It's almost like, I remember I tell people this all the time. It's like I used to get a lot of magazines. I used to love magazines. I used to buy probably 8 magazines a month. Just love magazines. And then I start realizing that most of the men they start putting in magazines, they were putting a dress, or they would make them very feminine, masculine men just wasn't being put in these magazines anymore. So because I no longer saw myself in these magazines, it was hard for me to buy them because I didn't like the depiction of black men in these magazines. You're starting to see that with black women. Black women are starting to be depicted as black trans women. And that's going to be the norm of black women that they put out in front. They're no longer going to put black biological females in front. You see what I'm saying? And so you have this picture with Joe Biden, and it just tells a really great story. The focus has to be back with black, or with us in the black community. It has to be back on family. Has to be back on getting married. Has to be back on God. And that's where we need to go with it. We cannot allow this liberalism to infiltrate our family, our minds, and our communities. And that's what's happening now. So Planned Parenthood is going to honor Meg Thee Stallion. And a lot of young girls are going to look up to Meg Thee Stallion. And it's just going to be another win for abortion. We have to figure out why they want black women to have abortions so much. And once we figure that out, I guess to cut down on our population, then we need to understand what are the wins, what are the pros of us not having abortions and having a better population. Because, you know, when I was a kid, we were 16% of the population. Now we're like 12. What if we were 20? What if we were 30? How much money could we put together to do certain things? How much would our vote count even more if we had a higher population? There's this thing about this great migration where black people need to move back down south to overtake a lot of these southern cities. What if black women, what if in a black community we just had all the babies that we got pregnant with? Shoot, in 50 years, we will overtake a lot of these cities, a lot of these states right now. So those are things to think about. But anyway, you know, I'm saying, Linus, thank you for listening. Keep God first, and I'll catch you in the next video. All right, peace.